Baby, they let me be your loving teddy bear.
Oh, it was more than a teddy bear. Looked like a pretty ferocious black bear. I think they're called sun bears in Florida. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. We're talking about the video that has gone viral around the world. It's a man in Florida fighting off a bear to save his dogs. In the beginning, the dogs weren't even barking. His name is Walter Hickox Jr., and he is on the phone. Walter, how are you today?
Oh, doing great.
So, was it pure adrenaline, or did you have any moment to think, I've got to jump in and save my dog?
There was no thinking at all other than breaking the contact, the focus between the two. You know, get his attention off the dog enough to realize that I was actually there. He didn't even know I was there until I shoulder checked it. It was that focused.
Is that what you were doing? I was trying to figure out why you were going head first into it. So you were tackling it like you would in a football game.
Yeah, that's where all the action was down below my knees. She was looking at my dog. My dog's a little tiny dachshund, so he's below my knees. So that's where the line of path was. And I didn't have enough meat in my legs, so I had to get my body in between it to try to at least knock him off course enough to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not just a dog. There's something else here, too.
Brian, play the audio again for people who are just tuning in, because we'll talk about you watching yourself on video after it happened and after you successfully saved the dog. But let's listen to the audio from it. Walter, was there anybody home, or what? Were you home alone?
My wife was sitting on the couch wondering what the heck I was screaming at, and I don't think she believed me at first, and it took me several minutes before I realized I had a Ring camera rolling. I was like, wait a minute, I got proof. So she was the first one I got to prove it to. She almost didn't believe it at first. So,
what part of Florida do you live in?
I'm just down from the Speedway in Daytona Beach.
That seems unusual to us. Are sun bears, is it a sun bear, and are they normally spotted in that area?
I don't know. I've never heard the term sun bear before, but they are in here. My house is like less than 100 yards from the border of a wildlife reserve, so we get all kinds of stuff coming through our yard.
But
just
not
never right up on the porch.
Yeah,
we see them all the time.
It literally came, it tried to come into your screened-in porch and get one or two dogs.
The one that came into his radar first, I would assume, the one he was staring at, which was the little boy, Pepper.
I'll tell you what, this guy,
the one that disappeared.
This guy saved his dog. I got to tell you, we did a random, poll of questions around the station here, and more often than not, people were like, I don't know. I don't know that I could shoulder check a bear to save my dog.
Yeah. I used to think about what I would do if a gator. We used to live in another place that had a gator in the yard, 7-foot gator, and it was right there, and it never attacked, but I always try to imagine myself in that situation, what I would do, and every time I jumped on the gator, and I thought, no, that can't be true. That's just me talking. Well, I proved it. I guess that wasn't a misconception in my head. I guess I did carry it out. So
you did.
It's right. So I've been prepared for animal attack for about 6 years now. I just wasn't a bear.
It's impressive, Walter. I got to say, I'm an animal lover, and it is very impressive. I'm not sure what I would do either. There'd probably be a lot more screaming. I understand you just got your second rabies shot.
Yep, I just walked out just before this started.
And how many more do you have to go? Is it a round of seven?
I think it's like five or something, six or something like that. I don't know. They laid them all out on a piece of paper just for me now. So.
And when you shoulder checked the bear to save your dog, scratches? Did he get teeth into you, or what happened?
Well, that's the bite on the shoulder. That bite was meant for my dog. And when I shoulder checked him, my shoulder went into his side of his mouth. And then I guess that triggered a bite response or something, and it chomped down on what it had of my arm. It wasn't trying to get my arm. I just had it shoved in his mouth at the time when he clamped down.
Well,
and the scratch on my back was just, he pawed me on the back, but there wasn't any full force. He brought a .22 for a squirrel and left a 12-gauge in the truck. He didn't put any force into me at all. He just wanted to get by me. That was it. To get around me and get my dog.
He's hungry.
He wasn't scared of me. Yeah, he wasn't hungry. There were two other bears outside, cubs, that was happening at the same time. And she was coming after the dog because the dogs were barking. There's another video from across the street that showed everything outside while it was happening. And there were two cubs and her. And when my light came on and the door and the dog started barking, mama bear spun around and came right back. And while I was wrestling with her, baby bear number two ran across the screen, leaving the area. And as soon as she left, then I knocked the bear back. And then she looked, her baby's gone. So they took off.
Well, thank you for checking in with us this afternoon, because I got to tell you what, it's pretty impressive video, and your dogs owe you a debt of gratitude, although there is no way that they'd ever be able to protect you from a bear, but you did the right thing as a friend of animals. So have a beautiful day, Walter.
You too. Thank you.
Keep taking those rabies shots. You're going to need them.